Okay, yesterday we were learning the laws of Sandik, discussing Sandik. We said that ideally, you know, you're not Sandik by the same family a few times because in the Beis HaMikdash, like we learned that holding the baby at the time of the bris is like the Kohen bringing the incense, the Ketores, every day. And every day was a different Kohen because it was a skula to get wealthy. Except we learned close relatives, the rabbi, those people can be, again, the different times. Okay? Now, the moel has to be, yet number one, he has to know the laws of how to do it and all the intricacies of it, because it's a very complicated thing, doing the bris. It's not so just you cut. I mean, you have to know, and then you have to do the different parts of a bris. You have the milah, because there's two foreskins. There's a thicker foreskin that's called the arla that you cut off. And then there's the other, the thinner skin that they do priya. Priya means you rip it back and cover it that it doesn't grow back. Now, what's very important is a child needs to be healthy in order to do a bris. And a lot of times, most of the time nowadays, doctors are much more lenient that you're able to do a bris on a baby, and a male will say, nope, the child's not ready to do a bris yet, because Torah says, you know, because it says in the Rambam says, and Shulchan Aruch says like this, to bring back a life, you can't. You can do a milah a day later, a week later, a month later, you know, if somebody needs that you're not able to circumcise the child. There's a lot of medical conditions that doesn't allow a child to be circumcised in the eighth day. The most common thing today is when the kid is jaundice. The kid is yellow. And halacha says if a kid's yellow, you're not allowed to do the bris until he becomes non-yellow. Certain times, depending on how yellow, now it's called the bilirubin count. Sometimes, if the kid is very yellow, not only do you have to wait until the yellowness goes down, but you actually have to wait a week after it goes down. That's what halacha says. Just to use numbers, okay? Moyalim like to do a bris if the bilirubin count is 10 or less. Okay? If it's up to 16, the bilirubin is up to 16, most moyalim, but less, not more than 16. Most Moyalim will wait until it goes down to 10. And then when it goes down to 10, they'll wait. If it's over 16, can't say over, but a lot of Moyalim, if the bilirubin count, it means the kid's very yellow, that it's over 16, they would not only wait until the kid goes down to 10, then they'll wait a week after the kid is down to 10 to do the bris. And in halacha, there's a lot of, again, and if there's any question whether you should do a bris or not, you don't do the bris. Like the Rambam says, you can bring back a life, but you can do a bris later. And halachically, a bris, which is, it's called nitcha, pushed off, when you do it, it's halachically considered as if you did it at the proper time.
Who's born overtakes the other? Go ahead or
the moel. In these things, halachically, the moel is an expert. I want to give you an example of a case that happened to my friend long time ago, okay? He had a child, and the kid, I think there's something with yellow of the kid, or something with the kid. The Rav in 770 said you could do the bris. The excellent moel said you can do the bris. The not-so-good moel said, nope, you shouldn't do the bris yet. But the Rav said you could do the bris. The expert moel said you could do the bris. And this not such a good moel said, no, you shouldn't do the bris yet. So he wrote into the Rebbe. He said, this one said yes, this one said yes, this one said no, what should I do? So the Rebbe answered him. I remember the answer verbatim, but translated into English. The Rebbe says it's well known that any time there's a doubt of a life, you are very strict in that. And the Rebbe wrote, V'asur lasis habris. It's forbidden to do the bris now. That means the Rav who knew what he was talking about said yes. The expert Moel said yes. And this is a Moel, you know. And Rebbe said, it's forbidden to do the bris. Because anytime, I know from other cases with relatives of mine, the Rebbe was extremely, extremely strict that if there's any question whatsoever, you don't do a bris on time.
If the Moel says yes and the doctor says no,
then you don't do it either. By the way, a no Moel is going to say yes if a doctor says no. You'll find the reverse. The doctor says yes and the Moel says no. Like today's doctors, they say even if it's 15, 16, no problem, you can do the bris.
What is it, 16?
It's a number, how yellow the child is. It's called jaundice. No, it's if the kid's yellow. I had a case in my own family with my oldest boy, Mendel. He was born on the Shabbos. And his bris was Shabbos, Chafav. Remember his bris? Remember Mendel's bris? Okay. Anyway, it was on Shabbos. I lived in the house without air conditioning. It was 100 degrees outside. The bris was outside in the backyard for the men, inside the house for the women. It was boiling hot. Guys were walking from La Brea. They came, mamish, sopping wet. Anyway, so my father came for the bris. And the Moel comes to look at the baby Friday. Now, the sir is a very good Moel. But his wife was out of town. And if the bris Shabbos, he couldn't walk from La Brea. He didn't have to stay over. He didn't want to stay over. My father came for the bris. And he was living Mitzoy Shabbos. Or Saturday, or early Sunday morning. He was going back to Chicago. So the Moel comes to the house on Friday afternoon. He looks at the kid. He says, yellow. No bris tomorrow. My father knew his stuff. He knew the kid was not yellow. That was before they used to go for bilirubin counts. The Moel, you look at the kid and see if it's yellow or not. So my father said to the Moel, the kid's not yellow. I came for the bris. You don't do it, I'll get a different Moel. That's what he said to him. I'll get a different Moel. So the Moel says, oh, okay, let me look at the kid again. He looked at Mendel again, and Mendel also opened his eyes and knew it. And, oh, it's good. It's good. We can do the bris. But that was like, he just didn't want to do it on Shabbos. But by the way, there's a very interesting din. If you speak to a Moel about doing a bris on your kid, you're not allowed to change Moel. Unless if somebody comes up that the guy can't come. So a lot of times, bris was supposed to happen in COVID, the Moel couldn't come. So then the din is obviously you get another Moel. But once you make up with a Moel to do your kid, you can't change it for a different Moel.
Speak or make up? Make up the deal.
No, you talk. No, you don't give a down payment. You say you're doing the bris. There is an opinion, most people don't agree with this, there's an opinion that a Moel that did your other kids should do all your kids. But that already the world doesn't develop, that they don't do. But there's the point, there's a Moel that, he has to know if there's any problem with it. Okay, even a Chashash Choyli, whatever. There's a lot of different types. I'm not going into all these things. Now, a bris, if a baby is born on Shabbos, natural birth, you do a bris on Shabbos. A bris which is pushed off is not done on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay? Let's say a kid was yellow and they pushed off the bris, you're not allowed to do the bris on Shabbos. The only time you're allowed to do a bris on Shabbos, you have to do a bris on Shabbos, if the baby was born on Shabbos, natural birth. If a kid is born cesarean, the din is you don't do the bris on Shabbos. Because it's all machlekes, because it likens Isha Kisazri of Yod of the Tomashiv is Yamim or Beyay Mashmini. So the Gemara learns out that a bris is Chiv on the eighth day only if it's natural birth where there's tumah from it. But otherwise, it's a Gemara. No, it's a machlekes, but the halacha is clear. That my father told me there was once a bris in Chicago. And it was a Shabbos bris. And somebody from the community, but he had a Rosh Yeshiva in a different city. His Rosh Yeshiva organized the bris and everything. The bris on Shabbos, the Merle doing the bris. Anyway, at the meal on Shabbos, Rosh Yeshiva gets up to speak. And he gets up and he's speaking how important the bris is, and especially in this case, where the baby was born cesarean. And also the male looks at my father looks at the male, they both, you're not allowed to do that bris on Shabbos. They relied on this person. He's supposed to know what he's doing. So afterwards, they went over to me and said, what happened there? He says, why, there's an opinion you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos?
Sure.
I mean, anyway, yeah, you have to know the halacha, you know, it's not there. So the din is, but you're not allowed to push off a bris. We said every day that you do it.
So in that case, you do it on the Sunday?
Huh?
So in that case,
you do it on the Sunday.
If you postpone it, is it critical to the Sunday?
Oh, now, let me explain something. So the din is, a bris has to be on the eighth day. You're not allowed to do a bris early. So we know, let's say sundown is 6 o'clock, and nightfall is 6:30. So before 6 o'clock, it's for sure day, right? After 6:30, it's for sure night. Between 6 and 6:30, it's called Bein Hashmoshes, twilight. So we don't know if it's day or night. So what happens if a kid is born 6:15? You can't do a Brit, let's say he's born, tonight's Wednesday. Wednesday night at 6:15. So you can't do the Brit on Wednesday, because maybe it's Thursday. So you have to do the bris on Thursday, right? You can't do it early, you have to do it later. But what happens if a kid is born Friday night at 6:15? Now, you can't do the bris Friday, because maybe it's not the eighth day yet. You can't do the bris on Shabbos, because maybe it's really day still, because we don't know if Friday 6:15 is day or night. And then you can't push off Shabbos, you can't desecrate Shabbos. So if a kid is born Friday night at 6:15, Bein Hashmoshes, you can't do the bris Friday, you can't do the bris Shabbos, you have to push it off to Sunday. So, and by the way, it's later. What's the definition of birth? What is called the baby born according to Torah? When the head comes out, not the whole body. As soon as the head comes out, that's the birth of the baby halachically. Now, if you ever had a baby, I mean, if your wife ever had a baby, you know that the nurses, they take out the baby and they, you know, make sure this, and then they check up the woman, whatever. A few minutes later, they look at the clock. Oh, okay, he's born at 8:10. He could have been born 5 minutes earlier. So when you're playing with sundown time, your baby is getting close to 6 o'clock, in the example we gave, you have to look at the clock, make sure, first of all, not all the hospital clocks are right. They can be off a minute or two. If the kid is born 5:59 on Wednesday, the bris is Wednesday. If he's born 2 minutes later, you have to make the bris Thursday. So you have to know, you have to be aware to know, and by the halachic definition is when the head comes out, that's called the birth of the baby.
Head to the neck?
The head. Yeah. Because a lot of times, you know, there's white show, whatever, it could take another minute or two. Sometimes it takes a few seconds, but it could take another minute or two. Halachically, it's the head. Machachinus and a maize and my mechabe, my mind, Kim Shivalag, Al Tay, Rabbi Hanan, Makashi, Mech.